Now, it's Sunday morning with Dean Richards, live from the Paramount Theater in Aurora. You're invited to stop by, say hi, get some holiday cheer, and get excited for the spectacular performance of Disney's Little Mermaid. Now playing at the Paramount. Let's go live to Aurora on 720 WGN.
Listen to the massive crowd here this morning. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Nice to have everyone here with us today. And our live broadcast, they're calling it the Dean Richards Holiday Extravaganza. Only if you look at the beautiful marquee on the beautiful Paramount Theater here in Aurora, it's actually the Dean Richard Holiday Extravaganza.
That had to make you feel good when you pulled up today.
I don't want to say anything. My name is misspelled on the marquee.
At least how expensive the S's are, Dean.
Yes.
Very expensive.
Apparently, I thought you only had to buy vowels. I didn't know if you wanted an S, that would cost.
At least it didn't say Little Richard.
Well, that's true. Richard Simmons. That would have been more S's.
Double your money.
But anyway, no, I love the Paramount. People know I love the Paramount Theater, and the production they have of Little Mermaid is amazing, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to have some of the performers live with us here on the program to be with you. We've got a live audience here this morning.
We're going to do the show underwater, aren't we?
A really nice morning. I don't know what's going to happen later on in the day with the weather. We're going to find out in a second. But it's pretty mild outside right now, temperature-wise. It's not snowing. The streets are clear. So whatever you have to do on your Sunday today, I wouldn't fear, at least in these early hours at all. And certainly if you're out in the West Suburban area, come out to the Paramount in Aurora. We're going to be out here till 1 o'clock. It's absolutely free. We've got all kinds of prizes and things that we're going to be giving away throughout the program. You're excited about the prizes, sir? All right, sorry.
All right, well, at least he's going to win something.
All right. All right. We're going to have him ejected, but security.
The guy with the hat right there.
We've got prizes. We've got all kinds of fun things that we're going to do here today. But number one on the list today is going to be weather and traffic. And for that, let's go to meteorologist Mike Hamernick back at the WGN-TV Weather Center. Mike, good morning to you.
Hey, Dean, good morning.
You are the man of the hour, my friend.
It's been busy here in the Weather Center. Boy, a lot of stuff happening. But we're getting a lull in the storm right now. There's no doubt about that.
A lull in the show here, too.
All that, too.
How could you tell?
It's going to last for another 3-4 hours. I think the snow won't pick up again until later on this afternoon. This storm's coming at us in two waves. The first wave overnight, we saw about 2 to 4.5 inches of snow across the Chicagoland area. So the heaviest totals were over the northern suburbs, about 4 inches to 4.5 inches in some spots in Lake and McHenry County. And the further south you go, the numbers trail off to about 2.7 inches in Oswego and 2 inches in New Lenox, officially 3.6 inches of snow at O'Hare. This isn't a super storm, but it is a formidable one, because by the time that everything's said and done, we'll probably end up with about 5 to 9 inches of snow on the ground across the Chicago area. That means 3 to 5 inches of new snow this afternoon and into this evening. And then after about 9 or 10 o'clock, the snow will wind down, and then we're pretty much done with the snow for the rest of the week. But
Before the deep freeze comes.
Oh, man, it's not looking pretty, especially by December standards. You might expect it in January or February, but boy, this is really cold by December standards for Chicago later on this week.
So let's stay with the deep freeze for a minute now. For later in the week, this is going to be Tuesday through the rest of the week. Is that how it's looking?
Yeah, Tuesday. It looks like the period Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we may not get above 20 degrees through that whole period. High temperatures will be in the teens, it looks like, each day. Low temperatures around zero. And the coldest day, looks like it's going to be Thursday. We could wake up to wind chills around 20 to 25 below zero on Thursday morning here in Chicago. So it's not going to be pretty by any stretch. And we're kind of in this for the long haul. Next weekend, we have another storm that's moving in. This one looks even bigger, but it's a much more powerful storm for next weekend. But we could be in the warm sector for that. So we may end up with rain here in Chicago. It's too early to tell. But beyond that, there's another blast of cold air. So we are in for a very active winter-like couple of weeks here in Chicago.
This is unusual for December, isn't it, for this much snow, this much
cold. Definitely. We We're up to 10 inches now for the season. Normally at this point we have about 5 inches of snow, so we've doubled our total, and we've got another, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 inches of snow on the way. So by the time the end of the day is over, we might have three times as much snow that we normally have here in Chicago for this date.
So talk to me now about a timeline for the snow today.
Okay, yeah.
That's the part that I think everybody is concerned with, trying to get a few things done today. Most number one on that list, coming out to the Paramount Aurora and seeing the show. We're going to be clear pretty much for the entire show today, right?
Well, for the morning, I think we might see some periods of light snow, but really light stuff, off and on light snow for this morning. And then after about 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon,
After the show's over.
Yes. On our way home. Yes. We have to drive home.
We're all staying at a Holiday Inn together. It's going to be like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Are there still Holiday Inns around?
It's not a pillow, Dean.
Of course. Okay, so after 1 o'clock.
After 1 or 2, the snow picks up. It'll be steady from the mid to late afternoon hours, from 2 or 3 o'clock through about 8 or 9 o'clock, and then it finally moves out. So it's a window between about 2, 3 o'clock and 8, 9 o'clock where it's going to get a little bit dicey once again on the roads. But I don't think it's going to come down real, real heavy. But it will be a formidable snow there for a little while, especially late this afternoon.
Certain areas are going to get hit a little harder than others?
If there's any area that might get more snow than the 3 to 5 inches we're expecting over a Chicagoland area, it might be northwest Indiana and southwest Michigan.
Okay.
Getting some numbers there that could be a little bit above 5, maybe 6 inches for that area. The snow's going to last a little bit longer there. And then the further west you go toward maybe Rockford or DeKalb, it could be a little bit more toward the 3-inch number. And then the further east you go, a little bit higher. But temperatures will be close to freezing. That means the road crews will be happy about that. The road salts will be working fine on the roads. So and it won't be a lot of wind or a lot of blowing and drifting. There might be some. But this isn't a superstorm, but it is going to slow us down a little bit later on this afternoon. But the road crews did a nice job cleaning up this morning.
Sure did. The main streets are they're wet, but not slippery. Certainly not snow covered. The side streets, not that much snow. And just from my own driving around the city and out here in Aurora, I like to do an inspection of every city before I do a broadcast. I was driving around the Aurora area this morning. Actually, I got out here a little early, and I was driving around some of my old haunts.
Okay.
From
you used to?
My first radio, my first big radio job was here in Aurora at WMRO, the talk of the valley.
Ah, what valley?
Back of the days, the Fox Valley.
How long have you tell by the mountains.
How long have you lived here? The Fox Valley. Good heavens, what valley? Anyways, the streets out here are also pretty clear as well.
Were you close to here?
Main Street. Yeah, not far from here. Not far from here. We got a four-hour show, Jim. We can talk about that in a little while. I just want to make sure, because Mike is busy. He's got radar to check. He's got weather balloons to check.
Busy.
He said there's a low until 3 hours. He's got time to kill.
Never too busy for you, Jim. Hey, there is some snow out there on the radar around Kankakee, Crown Point right now. There's still a little bit of snow down in that direction, but for most of the area, it's pretty quiet right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to check in often with Mike this morning, keep you posted on the weather and the traffic throughout the morning. Doesn't really seem to be any issues right at the moment, but we will definitely be on top of that and report that throughout the morning. That's Mike Hamernick. Give Mike Hamernick a big hand. Our weatherman, who needs more credit than him today?
The snow lovers out there.
Snow lover. I don't know. Do we have any snow lovers at all? Yeah, no.
No.
You actually, one guy was actually booing you, to be honest with you. We'll check in with Mike Hamernick again in a little while. Thank you, bud. We're going to take a quick break. We've got entertainment this morning. We've got Sam with us this morning to do the Sunday sports preview. Dean Richard live at the Paramount in Aurora all morning long on 720 WGN.
Christmas comes but once a year, and here's our wish for you. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, all troubles will be out of sight. And have yourself a merry little Christmas. make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Music makers. Let's hear it for them. Thank you, ladies. We're going to hear from them again a little bit later on in the show. We appreciate you entertaining some of our live entertainment this morning. Also, later this morning, the stars of the show, the great show that is here at the Paramount Theater through January 15th, The Little Mermaid, they are going to be performing live here in the lobby where we're doing our live broadcast this morning before they do the show at 1 o'clock this afternoon, so you're going to get a little preview of the show coming up in just a little while. Now, though, at 9:27, we want to get a quick sports update. Sam Panionovic also out here at the Paramount with us this morning. And where do we start with what's going on here? We have a Heisman Trophy winner. I know that.
The youngest ever, Lamar Jackson, quarterback at Louisville. He was very thankful, very appreciative to his mother. It's always cool to see athletes give back and you know, say their thank yous to mom, dad, whoever it may be that raised him. Lamar Jackson, an outstanding season at Louisville.
Where do you fall on the Teary athletes?
I'm in the middle. It depends on how well you sell it, right?
What do you mean?
Do you mean it? Do you mean the tears? Are the tears real? Is it saline?
Some people say that athletes shouldn't cry, that there's no crying in sports. I think it's nice if somebody's thanking his
he was very generous,
parents.
To be honest.
They break
was,
down, and you see a lot of coaches and players, when they retire, they also break down, and they take a lot of grief for that. I can understand that.
And for a young man that didn't come from much, like Lamar Jackson, who will play in the NFL, it's a very prominent moment in his career.
Army-Navy played yesterday.
21-17 Army. They had lost to Navy 14 times in a row coming into yesterday. So they snapped the 14-game losing streak. Donald Trump, president-elect, was in attendance.
He's there for the Army and the Navy. He's the commander-in-chief. So
who do you root for when you're the commander-in-chief-elect? Exactly. What else do we have going on today? We have the Blackhawks playing a little bit later on today.
We just saw a video. I just showed Jim. Jonathan Toews is going to miss his ninth game in a row tonight with a back injury, but we just saw highlights of him twisting, contorting, skating down the ice. So hopefully he comes back in the coming weeks, but he is still out. Corey Crawford's still out. His appendix burst in Philadelphia about a week ago, so he is out. But Brent Seabrook comes back tonight, so they're getting somewhat healthier.
Still in first place, though, right?
Yes, in the West, yes.
All right, and finally we've got the Bears and Lions. How many big Bears fans do we have out here today?
Hey!
Oh, we've got one Bears fan here today.
This is what the Bears do. So they were in control of the second worst record in the league, and then they go out and they beat San Francisco. And now they have three wins. So the draft pick, instead of having the second pick, now they have like the fourth or fifth pick. Watch them go out and win today, and then they get the seventh pick or something. So there's no point in them to win because they can't make the playoffs,
right. But
they're trying to build morale. And, of course, nobody goes out there and tries to lose on purpose. But now today they face the first-place Lions on the road, who, by the way, already lost to the Bears this year.
Yeah, they beat. Yeah, that's one of their three wins is against the Lions.
Which makes no sense.
Right. And so your prediction for today's game is?
I think they get slaughtered.
Wow.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry, Bear fan.
The one Bears fan in the Fox Valley.
The one last one.
We're going to take a quick break, update your news, update your weather, especially on the traffic, all coming up next on 720 WGN.
It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, live from the Paramount Theater in Aurora on 720 WGN.
We're going to need him to re-record those so they say Dean Richard Holiday Extravaganza. I'm going singular today here at the Paramount in Aurora. How about it for this beautiful Paramount Theater in Aurora? Live studio audience here this morning, and our old pal Tim Rader, who is the president and CEO of this great place. Tim, thank you for having us out here. We really appreciate it.
I can't believe you made the trek. This is fantastic to have you here.
It's great to be here. It's actually turned out to be a really beautiful morning, despite the snow from last night and apparently the snow that we're going to get later on today. It's absolutely gorgeous outside right now. So anyone thinking of coming out for the broadcast definitely should.
The broadcast and the shows. I mean, we were worried we were going to possibly postpone or reschedule or cancel, and it's just not going to happen. We're going to have the shows.
Yeah, it should be fine. But for the afternoon, you actually have two shows today, don't you?
Two, yeah. They're full.
Yeah. And amazing shows. We're going to talk more about that and actually meet some of the performers, have them perform for us out here this morning. But I wanted to just spend some time with you because if anybody has commented over the past several years about the turnaround here at the Paramount and the amazing shows that you've been putting on out here, this is the guy responsible for it right here. You and your artistic director, Jim Cordy, and the actors and actresses. But it was your vision, really. I remember the first time that you were on with me, a little apprehensive about this, this big thing that you had taken on, and crossing your fingers that it was all going to work, and it has really come back in spades for you, hasn't it?
It really has. It's been a community effort. I mean, even this morning we have Joe here. He made sure the streets were clean and the sidewalks were clean. Everyone has always, from my experience, supported what we've tried to do from the beginning, and that's why I think we're having so much success with this Broadway series. The community has just swelled with pride around it, and it just continues to build from neighbor to neighbor, from house to house. And that's why, from my understanding, we're the third largest subscription base in the nation now, and we don't have any reason why we think that's going to stop anytime in the near future. It's just these shows, we keep putting more and more love and energy and resources into them just to make them as big and beautiful as we possibly can. And I don't know why we can't. We know this, even with the success we've had so far, we know it's just the beginning.
Yeah. We really do. Well, I mean, it's truly, you spare no expense with these shows, with the performers. People who are going to stay for the show here today will see this really rather unprecedented production of The Little Mermaid and the special effects that take place on stage of the swimming. Things that you know from the movie that you think, how are they going to do that on stage? A lot of places wouldn't have gone to all the trouble. A lot of theaters wouldn't have gone to all the trouble that you all have. And I think that's the signature when you come to the Paramount now to see a show. You know it's going to be over the top and great.
This beautiful theater, it almost demands to have those sort of production values. I know when I first talked with Jim Cordy about him coming on board to kind of lead the artistic vision of this Broadway series, one of the first conversations we had was about having a full orchestra, and that's something we're committed to doing the original orchestration, because he calls this theater a lady, and he wants to fill it with the most beautiful product that we possibly can. And when we were talking about doing Little Mermaid, I remember we were talking with the director. She says, I think we need to do this the following season, because this is 12 months in advance of us offering her the job. She wanted more time. She knew it was that big of a production and that it was going to take that much time to figure out. So it involved, we had to do it then. That's the show we chose. We licensed it. We had the rights for it. And we figured out a way to make it work. And that included flying six different actors at different points, sending them to Louisville for flight training, installing for a week and a half the flight gear into the theater, the rigging. And then there's the puppetry, which we've never done, a la Lion King. And it's just, the amount of resources that we put into it, we just, you know, we felt we had to. We have to keep investing into these shows to make them as good as we can, because we want people to come back. We want them to talk about these shows and this theater in a favorable way. And the only way we know how to do that is to keep our ticket prices low and put money into the shows, and hopefully they keep coming back.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, as you say, this lady, this this theater, mm-hmm. you know, demands this kind of thing. When you step into the theater, who's already been in the theater? Anybody seen shows here? Isn't it? It's magnificent, right? It's the show starts the moment that you walk into the theater with this majestic, beautiful Art Deco theater that's so unique, that's been restored to original. I have to find, I have a picture from 1977 when they did the first restoration on this building. And at the time, I was working at WMRO in Aurora, right down the street on Eola Road. And we did a live broadcast from in front of the theater. We're standing out in the cold. It was November, and it was, I think it was snowing. I know we were freezing, all of us, standing outside doing this live broadcast for this old theater that people had such great memories of, coming here and seeing motion pictures. Some of the old-timers would come here and see vaudeville here. Some people saw movies that might have been a little naughty. The theater went through a little period of that.
Well, I didn't hear about that.
For a while. That's, I did. and they had that commitment to the theater then of completely restoring it. Then it went through another restoration to its current configuration and its majesty. And then Tim came in and put up this Broadway series that's that everyone in Chicago talks about now. Loves coming out here. Top quality shows, much less expensive, honestly, than seeing a show downtown for, you know, for parking, for dinner, for the whole ball of wax. I mean, it's a great deal.
Yeah, I think our most expensive ticket's only $59 plus some fees. And, you know, we're still trying to honor what you spoke about, Dean, the movies and whatnot. We have our classic movie Mondays where we only charge $1 and you can come see It's a Wonderful Life and Polar Express or whatever it may be. We're trying to bring a little bit of everything that we've been, every part of our history, keep that here. So we're always going to have the big concerts and the comedians and the movies, and we just happen to be developing this really quite world-class musical theater product that is it's just been responded to so beautifully.
Yeah, and you know, to see It's a Wonderful Life or some of the classic movies up on a big screen the way they were intended to be seen is nothing short of spectacular.
Really,
what else is going on out here? You're expanding your physical space, but also doing more for young people in the area.
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting time. Aurora is just exploding. This downtown is developing. There's more interest here than ever before. One of the things that is in the... We just have signed a redevelopment agreement, or we're about to sign a redevelopment agreement, it looks like, with the city for the property immediately adjacent to our building. That's 88,000 square feet. It most recently was known as the Waubonsie Community College, but it was actually built in the 20s as a Block and Cool and a Montgomery Ward, and these two buildings are being redeveloped for artist housing on the upper levels, artist-preferred affordable housing. And then the lower levels, the ground level and the basement, which is about 44,000 square feet, will be a restaurant, rehearsal spaces for our Broadway, and about 30,000 square feet of that will be a school of the performing arts.
That's great.
It's open up in about a year and a half. It's going to break ground in the spring. It could not be more perfect timing with what our mission is and try to advance what we're doing for downtown Aurora and this area. It's incredibly exciting.
That's great. That's amazing that how it continues to grow. Not a bit surprised that you would have that kind of vision, but so great. So Little Mermaid is here. It's already been extended. Before it opened, you had to extend it because ticket sales were going great. I think you're sold out today completely, right?
One of the shows is completely sold out. The other one has just a handful of tickets.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, this Little Mermaid, highly recommended. I've got my review online. We'll talk more about that later in the theater segment. But after Little Mermaid, what's coming up next?
Our next big show will be Sweeney Todd. So
another great show for the whole family.
Almost the same as Mermaid, just kind of the same sort of feel. Bring the young ones.
Kids love the Sweeney Todd.
They do.
Don't they?
They do. They really do.
Yeah.
I know my son's actually, he's six, he's really looking forward to it.
Right. Really? Honestly, could there be a better show for a six-year-old?
Yep. Right. He's going to be sitting still at the barber from now on. So,
right. Yeah. And then after Sweeney Todd,
Jesus Christ Superstar. It's going to be a fantastic ending to the season. And, you know, it's these shows are going to be Jim Cordy's directing our final show, the next show. He's directing Sweeney Todd. And then we have Ron Kellum, who is the artistic director for Cirque du Soleil Cousa, coming in, and he's directing our final show of the season.
That's amazing. Really good stuff. ParamountAurora.com for more information. 630-896-6666. For more information. And this is Tim Rader, who is the president and CEO of the Paramount Theater here in Aurora. Let's give him a big hand.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it. Quick break. We're going to update news, traffic, and weather all next on WGN.
Back to the Paramount Theater in Aurora, the holiday home of Disney's Little Mermaid. Here's Dean Richards on 720 WGN.
Hey!
Hi-oh. Thank you. And good morning. What we're talking about is the Paramount Theater here in Aurora is awesome.
It's beautiful.
They have this gorgeous marquee that's out in front of the...
One of those great old-time marquees.
Great old-time marquee, restored exactly the way as it was when this theater opened in 1931. And a big welcome...
It's got to be exciting for you to drive up and see your name on a marquee.
Yeah, I was coming up on it, and I saw WGN come see.
How great.
WGN Radio live, 9 a.m. to 1.
Look at you, little kid, and now look at that.
Dean Richard.
Oops.
Spelled wrong. Spelled wrong. I understand they're going to try to...
Yeah, they have Dean's Richard up there now.
Right. Sean. Now it says Sean Richard up there. They did add an S.
Yeah, you told them to add an S, but you didn't tell them what else to do with it.
Right.
So
I took a picture of it, and I put it on my Facebook page, and people are being hilarious.
So here's a guy. You've interviewed some of the great elite Hollywood stars in history.
Yeah.
And then you come to Aurora, and they just knock you down a few pegs.
As they should. this is kind of where my radio career began.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Out here at WMRO in Aurora. So, I mean, I have a lot of fond memories of this theater and this area.
It's a cool little downtown. I've been here a few times, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
I forgot how kind of cool this is.
It's really, really nice.
It looks like Bedford Falls.
Well, in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, in some ways. That's Elton Jim Toronto. Sam Panionovich is also out here. This morning, Dave Schwann doing our news from out here. And
I love how you're dressed as Ursula in honor of the Little Mermaid.
It's not easy to walk around in a mermaid
I mean,
suit.
I didn't think you'd be able to pull it off. But
I'm for commitment. Yeah. I am for commitment.
We're going to be flooding the actual lobby.
Hope you all brought your bathing suits.
Yeah, we're going to be
in the crowds here today. In a little while, we're going to actually meet the stars of the Little Mermaid. They're going to perform for us live. We're going to have some audience participation fun in a few minutes also. But before we do anything, I mean, our number one priority today is...
Oh, thank you, Dean.
What?
Was I your number one priority? No?
The traffic and the weather. You're on the list.
Yeah.
I won't say which list you're on, but you are definitely on a list. We are going to check in with Mike Hamernick at our WGN-TV Weather Center and get the very latest on this because, you know, that's all we're hearing about is the Stormageddon.
Because nothing's happening.
But right at the moment, it could not be nicer outside, Mike.
Yeah, it's warmed up a little bit, Dean. And
it's warmed up.
The snow has stopped across most of the area. Still seeing a little bit of snow over the south suburbs. Still on radar looking at some snow over, Tinley Park and into northwest Indiana. Valparaiso and over towards South Bend. And then there's another batch of snow north of the city, just north of Waukegan. They've got some snow right now in Kenosha as well as Lake Geneva, but not much going on in the city and most of the west and north suburbs right now. But things will be picking up later on this afternoon. There's two waves with this storm system that we had, the one last night, the low in the storm right now, and then the second wave arrives after about 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. And then we're looking at a steady snow through perhaps 8 or 9 o'clock. And with that, we could pile on another 2.5, 3, 4, maybe 5 inches of snow on top of what we already have on the ground. It's not going to be a lot, not a super storm. There isn't going to be a whole lot of wind with this system, but it is going to get a little bit messier than it is now later on today with that snow returning. But it should be long gone by the rush hour tomorrow morning. I guess that's the best news I've got when most folks will be out and about.
Yeah, if you're going to get a 5-inch snowstorm, you want it on the weekends so it doesn't really affect the workday
right.
Rush hours. It looks like everything's going to get pretty much cleared off. But the, as you say, the storm, the snow today isn't going to be till after like 1 or 2 o'clock, right?
That's when it'll pick up. We could see some light flurries or light snow showers from time to time, but it isn't really going to take off again with a steady snow until after 1, 2, 3 o'clock, and then it should continue through the evening hours and then wind down by around midnight. And tomorrow's looking dry. It looks like Monday night there'll be a few snow showers. That's along the Arctic front that will be blasting through here on Monday night, and that'll open the barn door to the Arctic cold to our north, and it's really going to get chilly around here this week.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of a brutal week as far as December weather is concerned, with temperatures that will struggle to make it up around 20 degrees all week long.
And wind chills, you said, dangerous wind chills.
Right. It looks like Thursday morning is going to be the coldest. Wind chills could be down around 20 to 25 degrees below zero. Overnight lows a couple nights will be around zero. So it's really an early season cold outbreak. You typically see this in mid to late January, early February, but winter's come early this year. El Nino is gone. It's gone bye-bye. And no sign it's returning anytime soon. You know, last year at this time, Dean, we were in the middle of a stretch of 50 and 60-degree weather. We had a couple 61-degree days in the middle of December, but, boy, not this year. What a difference a year makes.
We will stay on top of all of the weather for you today. Mike's going to keep an eye on everything, and we'll check back with him frequently throughout the morning. We'll have frequent traffic reports, although it's really just kind of an average Sunday morning right now. But as the day goes on, we will be on top of all of that for you. And, of course, Steve Cochran tomorrow morning with the cleanup and everything that you need to get your Monday started. Mike, thank you very much for the update. That's Mike Hamernick at our WGN Weather Center. It's 10:13. Who wants to win fabulous prizes?
The guy in the back has been waiting.
Fabulous prizes? All right. We're going to get to that coming up next as we continue live from the Paramount Aurora this morning on WGN.
Dean Richards Sunday Morning is live in Aurora at the Paramount Theater right now on 720 WGN.
Tomorrow morning, everything you need to start your day and loads of fun. We call it the WGN TV Morning News. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be sharing some more of my interviews with the stars of Rogue One, a Star Wars story that we did at the Skywalker Ranch last week. We've got much more of that, all the A-list interviews, and, of course, everything you need to start your day following the snow with traffic and weather all tomorrow morning, the WGN TV Morning News. Our live broadcast this morning from the Paramount Theater in Aurora with Dave Schwann and Sam Panionovich and Elton Jim Toronto, who we haven't really mentioned, in full Christmas garb this morning.
Well, once again, Dean, I mean, when you come, you have to bring it.
Bringing it.
And so I brought, you know, this was your Dean Richard holiday extravaganza.
Yes.
So, and there's a Disney theme with the Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
I brought my several Mickey Mouse dolls,
right,
from my own collection.
How many dolls do you have at home?
The ones I could tell you about? The ones that aren't inflatable?
Do you have an American Girl collection also?
Hey, don't make fun of those. Those are going to be worth a lot of money someday.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
And, of course, I've got my Santa coat with my festive pin.
Brooch.
It's not a brooch, as I said many times. Women wear brooches. Virile men wear festive pins.
Brooch.
And, it's a festive pin. And, of course, my wife made me Mickey Mouse ears for my Santa hat.
How about that? How many wives would encourage this kind of behavior?
Yeah.
Really? It's
so,
a Santa hat, and she glued Mickey Mouse ears on it.
Yeah, she made some Santa ears. Now, unfortunately, Dean has a gorgeous Santa hat sitting in the corner.
Right.
Which I may actually steal. Yep. I may make a distraction because it is the exact kind of hat I've been looking for. And you don't want to wear it.
It's hot.
You have to suffer for your art, Dean.
No, I don't. No, I don't. It's hot. I wear it like on the December 22nd, we're going to be doing our WGN TV toy drive.
Oh, nice.
And we're outside all morning. That's the perfect time to wear that hat because it's very warm. But honestly, right now, I'm sweating like a sow right now.
It's very comfortable. And I've got the Santa coat, which is heavy, but I'm not sweating for some reason.
Good. I'm glad you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look gorgeous? Doesn't he look absolutely gorgeous with his brooch on and everything?
Well, I love wearing this coat anyway. So.
Well, that's...
You don't need to twist my leg to put this coat on.
Well, you look...
I have this hanging in my window for our Christmas decorations. On a hanger.
Just hanging in your window?
Yeah, it's like hanging in one of the windows. There's one window has the tree, and on the other side, there's the Santa coat in the window. What?
Do the neighbor kids get scared when they go by your
house? Well, they're always scared anyway. They usually bypass the house.
Have you noticed that people cross the street when they come, if they're walking past your house?
No, it's a winter
Don't go near the weird man's house. He's got the Santa coat in the window.
Well, believe me, when I step, they're like, there he is. We heard about him.
Well, we want to keep in the holiday spirit. So, I like group things on for Christmas caroling and so forth. And we're gonna have a full audience participation version of the 12 Days of Christmas later.
Nice.
To see how much we can butcher the lyrics.
Well, hopefully we'll get three more people so we can have 12
days.
That's
why we can't do the 12 days right now, because we only really have about 7 people here.
It might be the week of Christmas.
Right. We may have to change it. But we do have the reading of the classic "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," which is one of my favorite Christmas verses. And I've passed out copies of it to everyone on the show, but also some of the nice folks who are here. What is your name, sir?
Sorden.
Well, come in a little closer here, Mike.
Mike Sorden.
Okay, Mike. Are we able to turn on the mic for Mike?
I mean, it's in his name.
All right. And, sir, this is the Bears fan. You're the one Bears fan who is here, and you're super excited about winning some prizes, I know.
I'm just excited being with you.
Well, we appreciate you being here. That's very nice. Thank you. What's your name?
Ron Merton.
Ron, nice to have you here with us. And your name?
Jenny.
Jenny?
Jenny Angel.
Jenny Angel.
Perfect for the Christmas season.
It is.
Perfect. This is absolutely perfect. So we're going to, we all have copies of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," and I'm going to point at you when it's time to read your verse. Does that make sense?
You're like Leonard Bernstein.
I'm going to be conducting this "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" orchestra, if you will. So I'm going to start it off, and then then we'll share the responsibilities. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay, easy to say now. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
We have an actor in the house, I see.
Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick.
Jim?
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled, and he shouted, and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet and Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away. Ho, 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 dash away all.
Oh, and libbing on top of it, too. I noticed you changed Donner to Donder.
Yes, yes I did.
The script says Donner.
Because it is Donder. It was officially Donder, and I did change it. I went off script because if you look, officially it is Donder. And I wanted this to be very authentic.
All right, if there's anything else that you would prefer we change, just please, please let us know. Schwani?
As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
Not a word changed. Thank you very much.
I lost my place.
Right here.
Just so you know, that's not me.
Right here.
I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back,
and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
So outstanding. Sam?
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all of the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight. Everybody, now this is everybody's line. Ready?
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh, all right! Oh, that. We don't need no actors in this theater. We got the crew right here. Good job, everybody.
Nice job.
Fantastic
man.
Job. Well, this is what we have for you guys.
Thank you.
We have some special Paramount Theater gift bags valued at $200.
Whoa.
T-shirt from one of the Paramount Broadway series shows, two Broadway series show collector magnets, two tickets to either of their upcoming productions, Sweeney Todd or Jesus Christ Superstar,
right.
And two tickets to the game of their choice for a 2017-18 King County Cougars game, the Arizona Diamondback minor league team.
Beautiful.
For all of you participating right. here
Thank
tonight.
You.
Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you.
Thank
Happy
you so
New
much.
Year.
Thank you very, very much. And we've got your bags right over here.
Do the people on the set here get that? Too?
No, you don't get anything.
What did he call the reindeer again?
The coursers.
He called them Donder.
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 On Donder and Blitzen. Look it up.
Okay, there was a Simpsons episode when they asked Homer to name the reindeer, and he said Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Nixon, Comet, Cupid, Donna Dixon.
Donna Dixon.
So we got off easy. Another
yeah. It is Donder. In fact, you know what, Shawnee or Sam, there's a version of Old Christmas Tree by Aretha Franklin, and at the end of the song, she says, "On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Donder and Cupid," and she says Donder
and Cupid,
not Donner but Donder.
Donder. Yes.
Yeah.
And in fact, did you know that this poem was where the Santa that we know of came into existence? This idea that he was an elf, and that idea of the round fat Santa with the little pipe and the little hat
yeah.
and that was all from this poem.
Right, an 1800s old English
yeah.
Verse.
Wonder if he wore a festive pin.
Well, probably because he was a virile guy, and virile men wear festive pins.
Once again, whole world versus Jim.
I'm so used to it by now.
You can take your choice. It's 1028 more live from the Paramount. Coming up next on WGN.
Back to the Paramount Theater in Aurora, the holiday home of Disney's Little Mermaid. Here's Dean Richards on 720 WGN.
Yes, we are live at the Paramount Theater in Aurora this morning, all the way till 1 o'clock.
I got to say, Dean, you put butts in the seats. I was doubting you, and look at this.
Well, we started off slow.
My goodness.
You know why? Because the fake news media,
right?
The lying media, the lying media, been lying.
So am I going to be Crooked Schwanee now? Is that what it is?
Crooked Schwanee. You are Crooked Schwanee from now on. Well, scared everybody. It's not bad outside.
It's gorgeous. It's a winter wonderland. It's beautiful.
It's a super light, fine snow. Outside. The roads are clear. Come on out and join us out here at the Paramount. We're in the lobby. The Paramount has set up. It's gorgeous. I
mean, beautiful this tree.
Lobby is so gorgeous. And then for two shows today, The Little Mermaid, which I gave rave reviews. I came out and saw it last week because I just wanted to get a sense of the show before we did this live radio show here today.
Free tickets?
and loved the show. I'm a critic. Critics don't pay for anything.
That's
all, these clothes didn't
free.
Pay for anything.
Comped.
Nothing.
Comped.
Didn't pay for anything.
They don't look free, though.
Coincidence yeah. that when they put the S on the marquee, yeah. the place filled up.
Did they put the S?
Oh, it's that guy.
I think the place filled up once they fixed it.
I would actually rather that they not correct it now.
No.
I kind of like that they misspelled my
That's
name.
That's your Christmas card
that
next
is
year.
My Christmas card from now on. But anyway, I came out here to see The Little Mermaid the other day, and you know, we're all familiar with the movie, right? I mean, pretty much we've all seen the Disney movie. It's based on that. It's based on Hans Christian Andersen's story, this wonderful, wonderful story, but so beautifully performed, and the production that they put on is nothing short of magical, truly. And I'm so happy that we have some of the cast here with us this morning, not only some of the human cast, but also some of the puppet cast.
How cool is that puppet?
That, you know, how they did Lion King, where actors were manipulating puppets on stage. That's a lot of also what they do in this show. And I want to introduce Jonathan Butler Duplessis, who plays Sebastian, who is Sebastian and is holding Sebastian in the show. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Nice to be here.
Here we go. Here we go. Also joining us as a part of the chorus here, it's Eric A. Lewis and Mallory Medke and Haley Jane Schaefer and Anthony Sullivan Jr. It's so nice. Are you guys just having a blast doing the show? It's got to be so much fun to be in the show, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's a blast. It's mostly the kids. Like, we love watching the kids come see the show.
Yeah. How difficult, Jonathan, is it for you? I mean, you're not only acting and singing and dancing, but you and most of the other performers on the stage are also manipulating puppets and things like that. A whole nother layer, I'm guessing, for an actor.
Well, yeah, they introduced the puppets pretty early on in the process, and we had a wonderful puppet master come and show us how to work these things. And it's, you know, it's putting together a lot of really sophisticated concepts like Bunraku puppets and maybe some of the comedy from Ventriloquism without the throwing your voice part of it. But all that leads together with wonderful choreography and wonderful costumes to make a really great experience.
So how do you manipulate? I mean, I know we're radio here, but just what's going on underneath there?
Sebastian is made of wood and leather, and underneath his head, he has a little leather strap where I operate the mouth.
Right.
His head is basically attached to my wrist, so every time I express myself, I'm moving my wrist around. Right. And the eyes, which are actually my favorite feature because he kind of looks around and he can see you, and that's what really makes him feel like he's alive. Yeah. He'll shoot you a look in a second. I'm working that one with my thumb, so that's a lot of video game practice. So.
Right. See?
Kids never let your parents tell you.
Unlike what your parents told you, it will come in handy.
It will come in handy.
This will be a valuable skill to you someday. The claws are movable, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a little wire in the right attached to the hands.
Can you click them? Are they clickable? So are the radio audience can hear? I mean, that's
where the best meat is too.
That's right. Bring out that giant drawn butter.
I've got this nice big little cup of hot butter just sitting here waiting.
No, don't even say
not again.
Don't even say that about Sebastian. Well, it's great to have all of you here with us, and you're going to do kind of like the signature song from the show Under the Sea.
Of course.
Well, take it away, you guys.
Good morning, Chicago. We got a little message coming to you straight from under the sea. Life is better down where it's wetter. Enjoy. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Hey, hey. Ow! The fish is happy as off to the waves they roll.
The fish on the land ain't happy. They said cause they in the bowl.
But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
Guess who gone beyond their plate? Oh, oh. Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee.
Under the sea.
We want the land folks love to cook. Under the sea, oh, we off the hook. We got no troubles. Oh, life is deep bubbles under the sea.
Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got the beat here, naturally.
Under the sea.
Even the sturgeon and the ray,
hey,
get the urge and start to play.
We got the spirit, you got to hear it, under the sea.
Eh, the newt play the flute, the carp play the harp, the blaze play the bass, and they sounding sharp.
The bass play the bass, the chub play the top,
the fluke is a duke of soul.
The ray, he can play the lings on his strings.
The trout rocking out, the blackfish he sing. The smelt and the sprat, they know where it's at. And oh, that blowfish blow! Hey! Ha ha! Hey! Under the sea!
Under the sea!
Under the sea!
Under the sea!
When the sardine begin the begging,
spew
back to me. What do they got?
A lot of sand.
We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clam here know how to jam here.
Under the sea.
Oh, yeah. Each little slug here cutting a rug here.
Under the sea.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Each little snail here know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in lucky down in the murky.
Under the sea.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Under the sea.
How about that? Wow.
Yaman.
Oh, man.
Yaman.
And you know what the best part is? You get to do it twice more today.
That crab is talented. Only, what a talented crab, huh?
Not only is this a two-show day, but we drag you in here early.
Crab labor laws. I got a nutcracker down here just waiting.
You are. Should we just order some food for you?
Well, it's 10:30. I mean, come on, 11 o'clock.
Guys, that was great. Really was fantastic. Thank you so much to the chorus. Anthony Sullivan Jr., Haley Jane Schaefer, Mallory Medke, Eric Lewis, and amazing Jonathan Butler Duplessis as Sebastian. You were so great. Let's have a big hand for all of them again. And we're going to be back in a minute and meet Ariel from the show, who will perform for us next on WGN.
Dean Richards Sunday Morning is live in Aurora at the Paramount Theater right now on 720 WGN.
It is snowing in downtown Aurora.
Now I see the snow.
Now there is a lovely, kind of, it's a wonderful life.
Hello, kind of. Bedford Falls, you old building and loan.
Merry Christmas, Mr. George. Potter.
You guys didn't believe me before.
Well, it's because it wasn't
Merry
visible.
Merry Christmas to you in jail.
It wasn't visible to the naked eye before, but the snow has started out here. We're going to get an update on all that coming up in a few. Give the gift of a great night's sleep. Put everybody on your list to a MyPillow. Buy MyPillow right now, and they'll extend their money-back guarantee through March 1st. Plus, you'll get four MyPillows for the price of one. Buy one premium MyPillow, and you will get one premium MyPillow absolutely free. Plus, to go anywhere pillows absolutely free. MyPillow has helped over 25 million people get the best sleep of their lives, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. It's got a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your preferred sleeping position, and there's nothing else like it. The perfect Christmas gift. Order today, 800-299-9579, or go to MyPillow.com. That is 800-299-9579. Make sure you use the promo code WGN, and MyPillow will donate $5 from your order to Lori's Children's Hospital. Give back while giving the gift of a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WGN. We're back live at the Paramount Theater in Aurora this morning, just ahead of their performance of The Little Mermaid. And who better to talk to than the mermaid herself? Ariel.
Hi.
Ariel is here. Carrie Yancey. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And also, Devin DeSantis is here, the prince, who's also with us. It's great to have you both here with us.
It's great to be here.
How much fun is it for you guys to be in this? You know, everybody knows the movie. This, you know, it's really classic. Mm-hmm. It's got to be extra fun, I would think, as actors to be part of something like this.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's like Disneyland every day. I mean, it's just really cool, and especially this production with the puppets and everything, it's really magical.
Absolutely.
Spectacular.
Yeah, and I don't even have, I don't, as the prince, I'm just a human being, so I don't work with the puppets
just
or anything
a human
really.
Being.
I'm just a human being.
Right.
But I spend most of my show watching the screen backstage because it's just so magical.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
But still, I mean, as the prince and certainly as Ariel, there is so much going on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm calling it special effects like a movie because that's kind of what they've created, this production team with the show, to make it look like you're swimming and that the ships are being rocked and you are tumbling off the ship and so forth. It's kind of a physical role for you, I would
think. Oh, it's so much fun. It's so exciting. I mean, we've got such amazing designers that... Yeah, like that big storm. We've got all the, these lightning and sound effects, and it just you really feel like you're in it up there.
Yeah, and for you, Carrie, you're up in the air with this amazing wire work.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, usually with wire work, you know, you see someone, they get elevated. Maybe they'll go from one side to the other, but you are swimming all over the place.
Yeah.
With this. What was the preparation like for something like that?
Well, before I came here, I actually went with a couple people from the cast and our director to Louisville. And we did flight training, a full day of flight training out there. And I've flown before in shows. I did Peter Pan. I just finished Peter Pan and Tarzan. So I was up in vines and you know, flying. But this particular flying is really cool because it's with a two-point harness so you can lean and you can flip and do all sorts of things. So,
I mean, describe the apparatus that you're wearing. It's just
our favorite part of the show.
Yeah,
it's sort of like a belt. I mean, there virtually is nothing that you're wearing. It's completely safe, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very safe.
But still, you must have had some apprehension in the beginning, did you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really afraid of heights or anything, so I wasn't too scared. But I was nervous about what it would be like to sing in it because it's so tight.
Right.
But it's really not as bad as I thought it would be as far as singing. I definitely have some bruises.
I mean, you have the wire connects on one side of a hip and the other side, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yep, so I'm up there, and, you know, it's
she's flown
some trust,
before.
But yeah. I trust
the flight
people
training school.
In charge.
I love that. I've flown before.
years ago, the Goodman Theater, you know, their production of A Christmas Carol, there's flying in it, and they rigged me up on the wires.
No way.
And I'm deathly afraid of heights.
Oh.
And that leaning forward thing, it's not a natural feeling at all.
Yeah.
They lifted me and they started moving. It was like, get me down off this thing.
Yeah, the first time, well, you have to do a flight test before every time you get in the harness. So it's all very, very safe, which is great. But the first time I did the flight test in Louisville, that you have to like plank, you have to be like in a plank position flat out, like you're flying. And I just like went all the way up and around. Like I just kept going
like
with
crazy.
The momentum.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, so that'll be in the show. We'll just add a flip in there maybe.
And,
you know.
And I'm just going to add this, all this wire stuff, not exactly made for the Husky boy.
There's like seven guys pulling you up.
Not exactly a big and tall kind of thing.
I was disappointed she's not wearing her fin.
Oh.
I mean, she's got Uggs on.
Well, it's snowing outside. How do you walk around in the snow with a fin on?
I was just expecting to walk around with a mermaid fin on.
You could just slide, you know.
Jim, keep like your fantasies to yourself, will you? I don't know if you know, we can actually hear you.
Oh, is this on?
You're scaring the guests.
I thought I would just say it to myself.
Once again, you're scaring the guests. There are so many fun songs, so much great choreography in the show from all of you. But truly, one of the show-stopping moments is the solo that you do, Part of Your World. So beautiful. Explain, put a little context before you perform that for us.
Oh, sure. I mean, most people know this song. It is, it's a song I've been singing since I was born, pretty much. It's just the best, you know, I want song that Ariel gets to sing, and she just She doesn't belong. You know, she doesn't feel like she belongs, and so many of us can relate to that, I think. We all kind of desire to find belonging and love in a place where we're accepted for who we are, and this is Ariel's desire above all things, and so it's just such a beautiful, powerful song. I love singing it, so it's really close. It's the first big song I sing. I sing like a little song, The World Above, at the beginning of the show, but this is, then I go right into this one pretty much, right after a big argument with my dad, and right into this one, because he just doesn't understand her, you know.
Right.
So, it's
great.
Love singing it.
It's really beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, Kerry Yancey is Ariel, Part of Your World.
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land they understand, but they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. And ready to know what the people know. Ask my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above, out of the sea? Wish I could be part of that world.
Kerry Yancey. Wow. How about the acoustics in this lobby,
yeah,
too?
Glaring.
It's going to be like a new thing, you know, how the Hamilton, the cast of Hamilton, they go outside and perform. It's going to be a new thing for you guys with The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Come out here and sing in the lobby.
That
sounds
good.
It's a perfect day for it.
Wow, it sounds amazing. Kerry, right. They're happy to pay you extra for that, I promise. Kerry Yancey is Ariel, and Devin DeSantis, thank you so much, guys, for coming out. You have to see this show. You have to see this show through extended through January 15th, ParamountAurora.com, 630-896-6666. You want to talk about the show. I mean, it's a phrase used too much, perfect for the whole family. I was watching the adults here just as starry-eyed as the little kids who were watching this. Everyone will enjoy this. Thank you so much for coming out and performing for us just ahead of their two shows that they're doing here today. The cast of Little Mermaid. Let's hear it for them one more time. Quick break, and we're going to update the news coming up next on WGN.
It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, live from the Paramount Theater in Aurora on 720 WGN.
All right, we are back at the Paramount in Aurora this morning until 1 o'clock. Great to be with you here this morning. Still to come for you, we're going to have a special Aurora version of the Food Time show to kind of bring you a little taste of Aurora and the Fox Valley. We've got more a holiday kind of sing-along. We're going to do with some of the audience members and give away some more incredible prizes. But before we continue this morning, I just wanted to spend a little bit of time with Aurora's mayor, Tom Weissner. Do I say mayor or do I say former mayor now?
Well, that's a good question. I guess you can say whatever you want.
I'm not sure what the official title is, but for over
it's kind of an honorific. Typically, a lot of people will continue to call you mayor.
Yeah, that's what I what I think too, mayor. So, because for 11 years plus, you were mayor of the great city of Aurora, and recently stepped down for some health issues.
Right.
And you had talked about it publicly, so
yeah, well,
I think people are probably interested in how you're doing and why you stepped down and how you're doing.
Well, originally I was elected in 2005, and in 2007 was diagnosed with colon cancer, and have been treated ever since then on a regular basis. And lucky for me, you know, I've been able to maintain a pretty full schedule and be able to function normally as mayor, which is, by definition, not really normal. It's a different lifestyle, one might say, but that hasn't been a problem. Of late, I've just decided that it was time to throttle back a little bit and work on the health side of things a little bit more. And so I resigned just about, stepped down just about a month ago.
Yeah. And the mayor looks great, doesn't he, going through everything that he's been going through. So we wish you all the best with
well,
that. I can see that you look super healthy, so we should all look that.
I know.
As healthy as
he's the one that's sick?
He's the one, right.
Wow.
Take a look at some of us. We're the ones that should step down. More ways than one.
Hi-yo.
But the mayor is so responsible in many ways of being so supportive of this Paramount Theater and arts here in Aurora. This has, there's always been so much potential and so much opportunity for what now has happened. And I know the Paramount is tremendously grateful to everything that you've done. I think that I hope you know how grateful people are in this area for the foresight that you had in helping to make all of this happen.
Well, when I see the crowds, the smiles here today, and every time I attend, that's the reward. I'll tell you, it's really wonderful to see.
Talk a little bit about you know, what that was like and how you were approached with investing in this, and you know, the vision that you had for what this was, what this has become.
Well, you know, the Paramount was built in 1931, Art Deco, just a beautiful theater, 1,888 seats, I think, good size, and thrived for many, many decades. And then as the Rust Belt Syndrome kind of set in through the Midwest, the downtown suffered a bit. There was a regional mall built outside of downtown that also had some impact. And so, you know, the downtown saw some difficult days, actually, for a couple decades or more. But the theater itself was such an amenity and such a wonderful thing down here. In the mid-70s, it was energized. It was rebuilt.
It was the first time that they renovated it.
Right, right.
They've done it a couple of times. But
right, and they brought it back to just the beautiful state it was originally in. And we had some success after that with people attending, but if you got 40 or 50,000 people a year down here, that was doing rather well. And so after I became mayor and we started looking at things, the arts really loomed large in terms of potential to make the downtown a thriving center again.
And so, you know, we worked at that. And one of the great things is that, you know, Tim Rader came on board. And we had had people do a nice job here. But again, I think a lot of them saw it as a job. And I think Tim saw it as a dream, as an opportunity, as something that could be magnificent. And he had a great vision and has just worked at that since 2010 when he came on board. And it just keeps getting better all the time, whether we're talking about the Broadway series. As I mentioned, if we had 40 or 50,000 people down here in a season, we were doing well. Last year we had 310,000 people down here, so a six-fold increase. The excitement's absolutely wonderful. And it also, at the same time, we have this kind of formal arts with the Paramount, and we have River Edge Park now as well, a riverfront music venue that's drawing people in the summer.
It's kind of like the Ravinia of this area.
Right.
Outdoor venue with amazing talent to enjoy outside in the summertime.
Right. And so those two things have really identified us with the arts. But the other great thing is there's this huge undercurrent of informal arts and artists and sculptors and painters and musicians that aligns right along with the formal. And so we have people downtown constantly now on the weekends, whereas 15 years ago you didn't see too many people walking downtown. Now you see the downtown full of people having a great time. And it's really transformed our community.
Yeah, I think it's, as you say, it's Tim's vision, the president and CEO of the Paramount, but also yours and the people who supported all of this. It needs to be a collaborative effort in the community to make something like this happen, which was fantastic. But what tangibly, you know, as the mayor, what does this mean to a community when the project like this happens? You know, often every community around the country is hurting for money, as mm-hmm. you know, tough budgets. And normally when something like that happens, the arts are the first thing that get cut,
right?
It's the first thing that go. You guys saw an opportunity for investment. What does it mean to Aurora or a community to support the arts?
Well, it is. I mean, I think you know, the arts are a wonderful thing in and of their own right. But if you look at the economic possibilities that spring from supporting the arts, it's been fantastic. So we now have, as I say, huge crowds coming down. They come down, they want to have dinner, or they want to go somewhere after the play. We're now seeing restaurants popping up, and there's two or three coming along that'll be here within the next 12 months. So we see that addition. I think about 60% of theater crowds typically want to dine out. When we started out, we could only handle 30%. So we're working toward that. It's been a wonderful thing for providing jobs and for keeping our downtown busy. Retail has started to spring up, a lot of it arts related. You know, frame shops, different things related to the arts studios. So it's very good for the local economy, and it's very good, I think, even more critically in some ways, for the pride of people from Aurora feeling that there's really something to love about this community, something special about this community. And you know what? They're right.
They are definitely right. I mean, this, how about it? Paramount has made such a big difference. You know, and it's so interesting that, you know, those of us that live in Chicago and work in Chicago, everybody knows about the Paramount now. Everybody
sure
knows about Aurora. Everyone's been out here. Everyone's enjoyed the restaurants. Just, you know, in the announcement of us doing the broadcast here today and people either getting tickets for Little Mermaid that will be performed here today or just coming to see our show today, I must have got a dozen emails from people asking me, where can I go eat? I want to get something before or after the show. And, you know, and while they're going to the restaurant, they're going to see a shop. So, you know, take that, other mayors and other municipalities out there, as you're thinking about the arts are expendable. The arts can help save your communities.
They sure can. And right now, we're working on a building right next door. It used to be two retail Carsons, et cetera, beautiful old buildings that then housed Waubonsie Community College for several years. They've now done a full campus in the downtown. It's beautiful. Those buildings right now, we're looking at a project that would make it a school of performing arts.
That's great.
Artist apartments and a restaurant right next door here. as well. And that we hope to have moving sometime next year.
Well, I don't know if you know that when the rest of the snow hits today, that's where all of us are going to be sleeping. We're going to be bunked out in there tonight.
Squatters.
Well, some people. That's the ugly name for it. But yes. Mayor, thank you so much for all that you've done for the arts in the area and all that you've done for Aurora and the Paramount Arts Center. We wish you continued great success with your health. Let's hear it for Mayor Tom Weisner. Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, and I just want to once again give a little, shout out to Tim Rader, Jim Cordy, the artistic director,
yep.
Jim Jarvis, the whole gang. We were blessed and are blessed to have them with us.
Great bunch of people, absolutely correct. We'll be back after a quick break. WGN.
Dean Richards Sunday Morning is live in Aurora at the Paramount Theater right now on 720 WGN.
Having a great time out here this morning. Really fun. Out here till 1 o'clock today. Then they have their two performances of The Little Mermaid that's playing out here at the Paramount until January 15th. Highly, highly recommended for the entire family.
Did you see behind here, behind where we're at, there is a backdrop of The Little Mermaid and there's The Rock.
Right.
And can anybody pose on that?
Yeah, you can.
Because I could see a nice Dean laying on that rock.
I'm
picturing that right now.
Who says that I didn't already?
Okay.
Who says that when I was out here the other day seeing the show privately that I didn't have a whole mermaid thing?
So that's where the fin is.
That's where the fin is. I broke it.
Where's your orange wig?
I broke the wig. Jim Toronto is out here with us. Sam Panionovich, of course, and Dave Schwann, all out here today. So I know at least two people at the table are super excited as I am about the colorized Dick Van Dyke shows.
Oh my gosh!
That are
going to
be on
awesome.
Tonight. Schwanny, did you even know about this?
Yes, I did.
I'm so excited. They've taken two classic episodes of the Dick Van Dyke Show, the one where.
Richie.
Laura Brady accidentally says on national television that Alan Brady wears a wig.
Laura Petrie. Right.
Laura Petrie, yeah. Wears the wig. One of the funniest episodes ever. And also the episode where Richie is born and they think they've taken home the wrong baby. Another classic episode. They've colorized them. The first time ever that they've done colorization on Dick Van Dyke Show. And that's going to be on tonight on CBS. So I am
and prime time.
Really looking forward.
7 o'clock. I mean, this is not. They're not throwing it.
Throwing this away.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Really interesting. What kind of ratings are going to wind up?
So will it look the same when he trips over the ottoman in color?
I hope that's when they change the color.
Right. Oh,
that's what I want.
Perfect.
I want the show to start in black and white. He opens the door. When he trips over the ottoman, bang, it's in color.
Like Wizard of Oz, when
like
she opens
Wizard
the door.
Oz. That's what I want to happen.
Very cool.
Can somebody call Les Moonves over at CBS and ask them, you're a fan of Dick Van Dyke Show, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm wondering if these episodes are the ones where he trips over the ottoman or the one where he just skirts around it.
We'll find out.
And Schwanny, since you love far-flung forecasts, what town do the Petries live in?
New Rochelle, New York.
Very nice.
Yeah, you're not going to stump him on pop.
And where was Rob Petrie born?
The real Rob Petrie or
no,
the real
Dick? No, the character.
Oh, Danville.
Very
Danville,
good.
Illinois.
As well as the real
He was a DJ at WDAN down there.
Sam, does this mean anything to you?
You're all speaking Chinese.
He doesn't even know who Dick Van Dyke is.
That's not true.
That's what I
remember when Dean almost bought the Dick Van Dyke house in Danville.
I went by the old Dick Van Dyke.
Well, you were going to buy it, remember, and refurbish it?
I'm so lucky I get to interview all the A-listers. By far, my favorite interview, maybe of all time, but certainly my favorite interview this year was Dick Van Dyke being so generous with his time, so nice, so down to earth, so real. When he was in Danville, Illinois, they honored him at his old high school, Danville High School. And we went down there and talked to him. He could not have been nicer. The interview is on WGNTV.com, so you could see it. And I'm sure we're going to show highlights on the morning news over the next couple of weeks. But truly, and his old house. They're restoring the house that he grew up in. And it is for sale, I think.
Right? Really?
Yeah, I think you can.
With ottoman.
With Ottoman.
Exactly. Well, think about the movies he was in, though. Not, I mean, the TV show is obviously a classic.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yep. Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie. He started on Broadway. I mean, you know.
Quite a guy. Quite a guy. That's tonight, 7 o'clock. We're going to have a little holiday cheer here in a minute. We're going to do a you've heard the do-it-yourself Messiah, where people participate in singing the Messiah in Chicago
right.
every year. We're going to have a do-it-yourself 12 Days of Christmas in a couple of minutes. We're going to get into that.
So after these very talented people sang so beautifully in these halls,
yep.
now you're going to have us do it?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm all about the people, Jim, as you know.
At least, hopefully the acoustics will help us.
The acoustics will help drown out how bad we are with this. And everybody who has participated, we've got some amazing prizes for you here today. Do we have time for me to bring something up here? Because, yeah, I think we do. Jim is, we were talking about what we're going to talk, what we're going to do.
I was wondering where he was going.
Yeah, where are you going with this, Dean?
Jim
what,
is.
Ixnay on that.
What we're going to do out here and what we're going to talk about. Jim's been bugging me all week that he wants to talk about his manger scene.
Oh, yeah, okay.
His manger scene pet. Who has a manger scene?
Anybody put up a nativity scene?
Nativity scene at your house, right?
Okay.
So, sir, at your manger scene, I have one at my house, too. And the baby Jesus is in the thing right now. And is he at your house, the baby Jesus there now?
Yes, he is.
Wise man?
No, just Mary, Joseph, and the baby.
Okay. So, Jim?
So, now he said what?
Mary, Joseph, and the baby
okay.
Jesus.
Okay. It's December 11th. He's not born. There should be no wise men. They're three countries away. There's not even a star. Joseph and Mary, they're not even coming to Egypt. In fact, the inn that they couldn't get in, and that's why they went to the stable.
There's a convention going on at
no,
that inn.
No, I heard right now the inn has vacancies.
The Shriners are at that inn right
no,
now.
No, the inn has vacancies. You can come right in. There's no problem. Right now, all you should have up is a stable, an empty stable with maybe a lamb.
That's festive.
Maybe a horse.
You know, no. For somebody who likes to dress up so much, why are you trying to tear
well,
down
I'm very
my
realistic.
Nativity scene?
Jesus, in fact, right now in my house, there's just a little stable with the little, with like the shepherd boy with the lamb
with
on
the
his
lamb
back.
Lamb around his neck, yeah.
And Joseph's building a table, right?
Yeah, Joseph and Mary are not anywhere
they're at Denny's.
Near.
They're
the
over
stable.
At Denny's having a Grand Slam
so
breakfast.
Do you have a
nothing's happened yet.
And so to be realistic, then, like on Christmas, I hide my Jesus. And then on Christmas Day.
What do you mean you
hide?
Well, you hide your Jesus.
Well, I don't put him out. But I move my wife.
Where is he right now?
What?
Where is he right now?
You know what? He may be in my piano bench. I think. Because I don't want people to see him.
Okay.
And then I will begin to move my wise men every day. Right now, they are in the dining room.
Right.
They're not in the living room.
So wait, you move the wise men
I
closer
move the,
every
because
day?
They are traversing afar. It's in the song.
So when they get to the kitchen, what is that?
Well, then they stop. Yeah, they go to the microwave and warm up. And then they make their way.
One of them melted?
Yeah.
He left them in the microwave a little bit.
They make their way above the hills of my
wow.
stairs. Yeah.
So you are actually moving the figures
yes.
day by day.
But not yet. The wise men, they're out partying. They're not even thinking
of
a Messiah.
They're in the
point.
Piano bench. Oh, no, Jesus is in the piano bench.
Jesus is the piano bench. I have the wise men, but they're in five countries. They're not even close. And Jesus and Mary, once again, they're not there either. You got to bring. I'm going to bring them in Christmas Eve because
right.
I'm assuming that labor is going to be at least 12 hours.
Right.
Is this all part of a big ceremony you have?
Well, it's just me and my wife. There's not much of a ceremony. But, yeah, it's like this way also it helps bring this nativity scene.
More realistic.
Realistic and interactive because I'm not just putting it up 3 weeks ago and let it sit. Now, I got things to do. Christmas Eve, I got to bring Joseph and Mary in because if not, they'd be sitting looking like this down at nothing.
Right.
What are they staring at?
Right.
Don't even bring them in.
What day do the wise men show up?
Well, the wise men come in because, don't forget, January 6th is the Epiphany. So they come in. I would say 2 or 3 days after. Or I think when he's born, the star is there. But it's going to take him some travel time. Because they're not even near Bethlehem.
Right, construction season, everything.
Yeah.
Slows
now they have GPS. They may be able to get there a little quicker.
Right.
Because they just had an atlas before.
You know, I would love to watch you make breakfast.
And here's the funny thing. So last weekend, I was in New York, and we went to St. Patrick Cathedral. And they've got this beautiful nativity scene in the church. And so they're guiding people in to see the nativity scene. And there's an usher there, and he says, go to your left, and you could see the nativity scene. He said, but you won't see a baby Jesus. And I looked at him, and he said, and he looks at me, and he goes, and do you know why? And I said, because he's not born. And he says, exactly. And I said, yes.
Imagine that, finding a crazy person in New York.
I said, in fact.
Imagine finding someone as crazy as you are in New York.
And I said, wait a minute. You shouldn't even have your wise men out. Put them away. Put Jesus and Joseph, put Mary and Joseph away.
Do you have a piano bench in this church?
It's behind the organ. And he said, you know what? You're right. I'm going to tell the cardinal.
Wow.
So I have to go to New York now to check to see.
I'm going tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow.
Okay, please go to St. Patrick's and see if they've at least taken the wife. I mean, I'll give you Jesus and I'll give you Joseph and Mary because they are traditional. But the three wise men, those guys aren't even in the picture, right? They're not even that wise at this point.
They're in New Rochelle.
They're in New Rochelle. But that to
they're
me,
they're hanging out with Mel Cooley right now.
I think that you know. So when I drive around,
Bunny Sorrell,
when I see these full nativity scenes,
right,
I'm almost tempted to steal a Jesus and put it in my car.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember how long I've known you. 10 years,
probably.
I never knew the depths of your insanity, really.
But see, you think it's crazy, but am I not right?
You are.
I may be crazy.
Is he right, audience? Is he? No.
Can I ask a question?
The crowd is turning.
I'm getting some really dirty looks here. That's why I've got these glasses
on. The crowd is turning.
So why? You want your Jesus out all the time?
Yes, they do.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to be realistic.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd go out the back door of this
theater. Yeah, wow. I didn't know nativities would be such a dividing...
When this show is over.
Thanks, Dean, for bringing this up.
You were the one.
I had him on my side before this.
I just want to sing 12 Days of Christmas. That's all I want. We're going to do that next on WGN. All right, so here we are, the Paramount Theater in Aurora, and we've put together quite a chorus to do a do-it-yourself 12 Days of Christmas. I'm just going to run down the list here and find out everybody's name. So just tell me your first name.
You got Tony here.
Judy.
Bob.
Allison.
Angie.
Kathy.
Pat.
Lois.
All right, and we've got our crew as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 12
we
of
got
us.
Them. Do we know which one we're doing?
So, so perfect. So you're going to be 1, 2, 3, 4. Jim, you're going to be 5.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Sam, you're going to be 6. Shwani, you're 7. So then we're going to pick it up here. 8, 9, 10, 11, and I'm 12.
And you're 12.
And I'm 12. All right. So lean into the microphone to start things off. Take it away.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
So you would go.
She's
you
got
would,
to do
You that. Would go partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, okay.
Because your number, you stay with your numbers.
Okay.
Don't let anyone else take your number. But on the third day.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
partridge in a pear tree.
Seems so much better than I thought it out.
This looked good on paper, didn't it?
This did look good on paper.
The engineers are like, oh no.
They can't put it any
the
louder.
The engineers left. They're trying to get out of here before the snow.
We're only at day 3.
They left before the snow.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave sent to me 4 calling birds, 3 friends.
Oh, no, oh, oh, oh.
2 turtle doves.
Can we do a take 2?
In a pear tree.
Your turn, Jim.
Oh, on the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 gold rings.
Yeah. 4
4 calling birds, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Now we're getting it. Now
on the 6th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 6 geese a-laying,
5 golden
rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Ooh. Why we're getting who's them up?
On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 7 Schwannies swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 gobbledies,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah. The audience up in the balcony that's singing.
Thank God.
On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 8 maids a-milking,
7 Schwannies swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 a-golden-a-ring,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 9th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 Schwannies swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
yes, 5 a-golden-a-ring.
You didn't know that we were going to get Charles Nelson Reilly out here.
4 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Love it. Your turn.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping.
Oh. No, we missed 9 ladies dancing.
Did we miss one?
We forgot how to count.
Yeah. 5 gold-a-rings,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves.
Well,
she skipped. Yeah.
She did a pear tree.
It's all right. We're late for the news anyway. It doesn't matter.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming.
Oh.
5
golden-a-rings.
Take your wait. Hold on.
Re-rack.
Start. You have 11, right?
11 pipers piping.
10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying.
One more time.
5 golden-a-rings,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful and the most horrific thing I've ever heard in my life.
5!
What? Where did you get that accent? I had no idea Charles Nelson Reilly came to the broadcast today. Goodness. Okay,
you said so, ham it up, Dean.
I appreciate it. Just exactly what I wanted. So all of our singers here today will get a gift bag. $200 value, a T-shirt from one of the Paramount Broadway series shows, 2 Broadway series show collector's magnets, 2 tickets to one of their upcoming productions of Sweeney Todd or Jesus Christ Superstar, 2 tickets to the game of your choice,
and 5
the 2017-18 Kane County Cougars game,
4 calling birds,
Arizona Diamondback minor league team. I think we need a tranquilizer gun for Jim. Congratulations. Merry Christmas, everybody. We've got more from our broadcast at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Now somehow minus chairs for our people to watch the last hour of the show. All coming up next on
W. Standing room only.
Not literally. Coming up.
Now, it's Sunday morning with Dean Richards, live from the Paramount Theater in Aurora. You're invited to stop by, say hi, get some holiday cheer, and get excited for the spectacular performance of Disney's Little Mermaid. Now playing at the Paramount. Let's go live to Aurora on 720 WGN.
sold out performance here for the matinee. 1,700 people.
It looks like it.
How about that here at the
Paramount? And that's
Paramount
for your show.
That's just for, they're all going to leave when we go off the air. Never mind this little mermaid stuff going on here today. It's been quite a show. We had amazing performances from some of the cast of Little Mermaid earlier in the show. We'll podcast it so you can check it out. And maybe the most memorable version ever of 12 Days of Christmas.
Five ago, darlings.
And, Schwani, what was your line?
Seven Schwani swimming.
Right. What else? Schwani swimming. Right. John Denver and the Muppets, never mind.
Don't act like you didn't plan out seven Schwani swimming either.
Dean, it was so horrible and so fantastic all at the same time.
It was a performance that was fantastic and a complete train wreck at the same time.
You couldn't have written that any better.
Oh, can't wait to listen back to that. For many,
that's why you're in the Walk of Fame and the Silver Star.
That is going to be my radio version of Bozo Gar and Ray right there. That every year we will play back that version of that. We have some actual singers who are going to join us. They were up in the balcony trying to save us.
Saved our partridge in a pear tree.
While we were singing down here, the Misty River Music Makers sound amazing. We're going to hear from them when we come back. Go under.
It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, live from the Paramount Theater in Aurora on 720 WGN.
I say, go under the sea this holiday season with Disney's The Little Mermaid here at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Their show runs way smoother than ours does.
Hopefully.
Sun Times highly recommends the show, says it puts other versions to shame. Tribune raves it's by far the biggest show right now in the Chicagoland area. And even though it's not written down,
what does Dean Richards say
here? You'd think that a WGN listeners might want to know what Dean Richards said.
You mean the guy who's hosting the show?
Yeah, I also liked it. I also raved about it.
List what?
I gave it an A.
A?
Gave it a Dean's List A. It is a must see for the whole family. So I hope the Sun Times and Tribune doesn't mind that I'm also offering an opinion, playing through January 15th. Tickets at ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com. This week on Chicago's Best, Elliot's on the hunt for the best from the boot. Italy, that is, Chicago's Best Italian, Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV. So out here at our special broadcast at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, where the lobby is really hopping right now as people get set for the 1 o'clock show of Little Mermaid. We've had some great entertainment. And while we were trying to do our do-it-yourself 12 Days of Christmas, up in the balcony, we were hearing some beautiful voices, the voices of Misty River Music Makers. And Linda Berg is their spokesperson. Tell us a little about your group.
Misty River is a women's barbershop group. We formed in 1983. We sing mostly in the Fox Valley area, although we have sung downtown for like CSO and that kind of thing. And we love to sing. We have a good time.
Sounds great. If people want to learn more, do you have a website, something like that?
We do, MistyRiverMusicMakers.org, or you can find us on Facebook under Misty River Music Makers.
All right, and you're going to sing a Chicago favorite for us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Misty River Music Makers and Susie Snowflake.
Oh.
Here comes Susie Snowflake, dressed in her snow-white gown. Tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Let's
that?
Oh.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Misty River Music Makers. Who knows the Susie Snowflake song from WGN? Right. A lot of hands going up. And you don't know Hard Rock Coco and Joe by any chance, do you? That's a boy song. That's a boy song.
And Santa is busy with his...
All right. I was talking to them. That was beautiful. Really, really nice. One more to take us into a break. What do you have for us?
Right here.
With a beautiful light snow coming down here in downtown Aurora on the banks of the Fox River.
Goosebumps.
Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. The Misty River Music Makers. How about a nice hand for them, ladies and gentlemen? Sounded fantastic. Thank you guys so much. And tell me your website one more time.
MistyRiverMusicMakers.org.
One more time.
MistyRiverMusicMakers.org.
Trying to say it one time. I don't know how to. Thank you. You sounded beautiful. We really appreciate it.
They do a great version of Stairway to Heaven, too.
their Aqualung is the best I've ever heard. A quick break and then a little taste of downtown Aurora coming up next as we continue. We're live on WGN today here at the Paramount in Aurora. How about it, everybody? Yay! We'll be back after this.
Richard Sunday Morning is live in Aurora at the Paramount Theater right now on 720 WGN.
Hey!
Got a lobby full of people here getting ready to see the 1 o'clock show of Little Mermaid.
Oh, they're not here to see you?
In my mind, they are.
Of course they are.
So many people are coming in and going, where's Dean Richard?
Where's Dean Richard?
Richard, they
Or Dean Sritchard.
Misspelled my name on the marquee, which I love. It's going to be my new Facebook.
That's got to be your Christmas card next year.
Picture, exactly right. What's your name?
My name's Margaret.
From where, Margaret?
I'm from Lakeville, Illinois.
Oh, nice of you. Is your first time here at the theater?
No, I was here to see Mary Poppins, but you weren't here then.
We did not broadcast. I was here. I saw the show, but we didn't broadcast.
This is my granddaughter.
What's your name, beautiful?
Melena.
How did you get to be so pretty?
I don't know.
You are?
Genetics.
How old are you?
8.
Are you a fan of The Little Mermaid?
No.
Oh.
Wow. Well, we'll see if you... I'll bet you will be in a couple of hours.
Wow. She likes Rosemary's Baby.
What's your name?
Barb.
From where?
Oswego.
Set to see the show or coming to see the show?
Both
shows. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that. You're going to enjoy the show, I promise. You're going to love it. What's your name?
Chris.
You have a little doll there.
I do. He's a snail.
Snail. Is that for you, or do you have other...
My granddaughter's over here.
Okay. All right. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris from?
Homer Glen.
Nice to have you. Wow, you drove quite a distance to be here. We appreciate that. What's your name?
Emily.
And your name?
Nicole.
From where?
Aurora, Oswego area.
You two are just over here taking selfies with the Christmas tree, I know.
Absolutely.
Oh, like we have to take a selfie with the tree.
Well, why not?
Why not? It's a pretty tree, and you're both also very beautiful. Merry Christmas to you. Enjoy the show. We want to get the update on the forecast for today because the snow is starting to come down a little more here in downtown Aurora, as predicted by meteorologist Mike Hamernick. throughout the morning here today. Mike, what's the latest?
Actually, I got rid of Mike Hammerdick. I just put Jansen at the end of my name.
Look at this. We've got a Mike Jansen.
It's just a mic check. It doesn't really matter. You just say we got Mike in here. And yeah, Dean, we are still seeing the light to moderate snowfall across the region right now. Visibilities have dropped down to less than a mile in some spots. We are seeing some slick roadways as well. Looks like we could pick up another 3 to maybe 6 inches of accumulation between now and, say, midnight tonight, so we'll have to watch out for that. This is a much heavier snow as well. That light, fluffy stuff we saw last night, a little bit different story here today. There's more moisture there. It's a little bit warmer. So if you are going to have to be out there with the shovel, take it easy. This is going to be a lot more difficult for you to clear your driveway or sidewalks. But it's not done yet. We still have about, let's say, another 11 hours of this thereabouts to go, maybe 12 hours for some of us. So it's not done. If you don't like the snow, sorry for you. The winter storm warning runs until midnight tonight, but basically all of Chicagoland. If you get down towards Kankakee County, it's a winter weather advisory there. They're not expecting as much snow, but we are a long ways from done with this particular system, Dean.
What pretty much is the timeline for the storm today? I mean, it's here in downtown Aurora, it's coming down steadily. I wouldn't say heavy, but steadily right now. But what should we expect for the rest of the day time-wise?
I would say on and off. You are going to see snow basically all the way up until about midnight tonight. So we got a long ways to go on the snow. It's here. You may see some peaks and valleys. Maybe it comes down heavier at times than others. But certainly we're not going to completely get rid of it in Chicagoland, it doesn't look like, until after midnight tonight.
Certain areas going to get hit a little harder than others?
Yeah, it looks like if you get a little bit closer to, say, Cook, Lake Counties, a little bit further north, you may be picking up the heaviest amounts there. But again, total accumulations in those counties, which is basically all of Chicagoland, it's under that winter storm warning, you're looking at total accumulations of between 5 and 9 inches of snow when it's all said and done, when you add in what we had yesterday and then what we've picked up so far today and what we expect here for the rest of today.
How about the Harlem exit on the Eisenhower? How's that going to be?
They're out there putting salt down right now. They've got four guys with handfuls of salt. They'll get it taken care of.
I'm just worried about that area.
If IDOT is listening, Jim would like a clean path straight to his house.
Can you clean the Harlem exit, please?
Yeah, that would be nice. What about the deep freeze, Mike, for the that's coming after all this?
Still looking very, very cold. We're looking at wind chills coming up Thursday that could be about 20 degrees below zero. So plenty of cold air to come. And I'm going to go ahead and go now, Dean, because somebody from CLTV is yelling at me. Time for another update over there.
We appreciate the update here, and we'll continue to update here throughout the day on WGN. Quick break and more live from the Paramount Theater in Aurora next on WGN.
It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, live from the Paramount Theater in Aurora on 720 WGN.
Hey!
All right. Winding up our big broadcast from the Paramount Theater in Aurora this morning with Elton Jim Toronto here. Fantastic singing job on the program today.
5 gold earrings.
Who does that sound like? I'm trying to put my finger on that. Who is that?
Nobody.
I've heard that
there's a little Kermit the Frog in
there.
Yeah,
there's some kind of I did hear a version. I always thought that was a funny. I don't know who did it, but I've made it my own now.
It's yours now.
Yeah.
Years from now, centuries from now, when people sing like that, they're
they
gonna go,
think.
Well, that's the Jim Toronto voice.
Oh, that was fun, though.
It was fun.
And the acoustics in here are fantastic.
They are fantastic.
I was getting off just hearing my voice echo.
Sam Panionovich coming out here to join us doing sports.
Always fun to be out of the sports cage. Thank you.
It was so much fun this morning. Schwani, are you okay over here?
I'm just taking it all in.
You've got like a half an eye on the news and half an eye on the
snow.
He's
not even working anymore, and he's still working.
He's being the Hawkeye over here. keeping an eye
I'm
on everything.
Trying to keep up with it all.
You guys hungry at all?
I am. As a matter of fact, I am hungry.
I smell some food.
Time for our little food show.
I saw some zucchini over there.
Our little food time show that we do. And when we do these remote broadcasts like this, we like to feature some of the places in the area. Because, you know, people, since we've announced that we were going to be out here, people are saying, where can I go get something to eat before or after the show? So we like to feature some of the places. And one of the places that people have been telling me, try to go there when you come out here because they love it so much, is Gillerson's Grubbery. And the owner is Dan Emerson. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
So tell us a little about your place.
We're a gastropub in downtown Aurora.
We serve craft beer and really good burgers. We were just sponsored or featured on Chicago's Best for our Rebel Duck Burger.
Tell us what's in that. What's comprised in it?
So the Rebel Duck Burger is an 8-ounce patty with pulled pork on top, a little Newski's bacon, some Catch Penny barbecue sauce, and onion strings.
Sounds pretty good. Tell me your name, first of all.
Dana.
Dana, and you are with Leland Legends, is that right?
Yes.
So tell me about your place, Dana, Dana McCombs.
We have a pub downtown right about 20 feet away from Paramount, and everything from homemade fried pickles to hand-packed burgers.
What are like some of the must-have items when you come to your place?
Pulled pork, burgers, pickles, homemade hummus.
Have you had those fried pickles? Ever had fried pickles?
I have in the past. I haven't had their fried pickles, but I'm sure they're delicious. And is this in the Leland Hotel?
It is in the Leland Tower.
It's like a historic hotel here in downtown Aurora, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I think, not that I'm reading from my notes or anything.
Couldn't tell, though. Smooth as silk.
Opened in 1928.
Hall of Famer right here, folks.
I thought she was going to expand on it herself. I didn't think I was going to have
No, she's going to make you work for your money.
Apparently so. Opened in 1928, just a couple of years before this theater. So a pretty good place. What are some of the must-have things when you go to Gillerson's, Dan?
We have a poutine on the menu called Hodgepodge. It has some short rib gravy, short rib cheese curds on that, little roasted garlic aioli. Oh, it's wonderful.
Poutine. That's amazing. That's, explain about poutine. Explain what that is. That's a Canadian thing.
It is a Canadian thing. Pretty much it consists of potatoes, so french fries, and then some kind of meat with gravy and some cheese curds on there.
Sounds great. I can actually smell. I think I'm smelling it right now, right?
Oh,
you're eating it. This is Bob Coyne from our WGN sales department. The sales guys, matter what we're doing on the air. He went right for the food.
Cheeseburger sliders, and what's that jalapeno with the bacon on it?
That's back here,
A little jalapeno popper with some cream cheese, water, chestnuts, bacon, and brown sugar in there. Yeah. Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, the people going into this theater are in for a treat from about an hour from now.
They're all going to be watching the play and like their stomachs are going to be growling.
Right. Be taking a nap. Not during this show, they're not going to be taking a nap, that's for sure. Tell us, where is Gillerson's Grubbery, address, phone number, website, all that sort of thing?
Gillerson's Grubbery is located at 33 West New York Street, right across from Bally Doyle in downtown Aurora. Our phone number is 630-340-3719, and you can find us at gillersons.com.
All right, very good. Dan Emerson, and for Leland Legends, Dana?
1 South Stolpe in downtown Aurora, the address, and 630-264-5000, the phone number, and lelandlegends.com also.
Good deal. Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for doing a little selfie while
Isn't this a gastro radio show?
Nobody asks anymore for selfies. They just take them.
No, there's not even a question.
There is no time.
Show's
just
clicking.
The performance is starting immediately. Yeah. There's no time for permission for anything. And none needed, by the way, either. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for bringing the food in for the guests in the lobby. We appreciate it. A quick break, and we're going to wind things up here. We have another break, right, don't we? Yeah, well, we're going to take that right now on WGN.
Back to the Paramount Theater in Aurora, the holiday home of Disney's Little Mermaid. Here's Dean Richards on 720 WGN.
Having a great time here. The snow coming down here in downtown Aurora.
Under the snow.
That's right.
Under the snow.
That's very true. That's very true.
Under
out here
the
today.
Snow. Nobody knows.
Did you just
under
come inside?
Yes, we did.
Well, give us a, do your best Tom Skilling and tell us what it's like outside.
Oh, it's blustery and cold.
Is it? Has it gotten cold or super cold?
No, it's not really that blustery.
Yeah.
It's just cold.
Yeah. But the streets are still easy to drive on.
Oh,
all
yeah.
That, right?
We drove in from the city, and the expressways are all clear.
You came in from Chicago.
Yes, we did. North Side.
Yeah. I think more and more people are doing that because of this theater and the production, the quality of the shows, don't you think? Is that what attracted you?
Yeah, and I love The Little Mermaid.
Exactly. What's your name?
Nancy.
Nice to have you out here, Nancy.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
We appreciate it. Thank you for joining us. It's wonderful to see you.
This woman's let's make a deal. Goodness. She's jumping up and down.
That's
Pick me, Monty.
My old friend.
Oh, okay.
I was like, Dean's
friends here.
Oh, it's crazy.
Do you remember Addison?
This is my friend Leslie. Hi, hello. Addison. How are you?
Good.
How'd you get to look so pretty?
I don't know.
You look very, very pretty.
Genetics.
Thank you.
Very gorgeous. Are you excited to see Little Mermaid?
Yes.
What's your favorite song in the show?
Under the Sea.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Under the sea. Do you know how to sing it?
Yeah, I don't want to.
You know, I didn't either. And we don't want Jim to sing it, but that's not stopping him at all.
Do it anyway.
How are you, my old friend Leslie?
I am good. Happy to be here. Excited to see the show.
Oh, you're
happy to see you.
I such a delight to see. I haven't seen you in quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay, Dean, you know you're on the air, right? Just wondering.
Don't worry about it.
I saw the show last week.
Okay.
And you're gonna be blown away. It's so much fun, and she's gonna love it as well.
Sebastian.
Sounds like Sebastian.
Did you hear that?
Undadasi.
Oh, please don't encourage him. Yeah, really. Please don't encourage him. It's so great to see you. Enjoy the show. Merry Christmas. It's great to see you. Thank you. Hi, you guys. I got to say hi to all of you. Look at all the pretty ladies here today. What's your name?
Bella.
How old are you, Bella?
10.
And you?
I'm Nora.
And how old are you, Nora?
I'm 8.
And how about you? What's your Giggly? Is your name Giggly McGiggleton? Because you're giggly. You were all giggly before. Now you stopped, of course. What's your name?
Mia.
And how old are you?
8.
8 years old. And,
I love when Uncle Dean plays with the kids.
See.
So great.
Kids love Uncle Dean.
They love Uncle Dean.
What can I say? What's your name?
Sarah.
And Sarah, how old are you?
10.
Are you a big fan of the show? Under the Sea? Is that your favorite song?
Huh? I like doing school.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. So, if I were going to have all of you say, "Merry Christmas, Chicago," because everybody in Chicago is listening right now. We're on WGN Radio. Everybody's listening. So I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and then you guys are going to go, "Merry Christmas, Chicago." Okay. Ready? Are you ready? Giggly? Are you all set? Giggly?
Five golding.
Ignore the scary man over there, girls. Ignore the man over there. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas, Chicago.
Oh, you
God.
Guys have a great time. Enjoy the show, okay? Bye-bye.
Was that as sweet as a candy cane, Dean?
Kids love their Uncle Dean. What can I say?
You know what's interesting? I went to Copenhagen. There is a statue of the Little Mermaid in Copenhagen, in the water, on a rock.
In honor of Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah, and it's really a beautiful statue.
On which
and
the whole thing is based.
Yeah, and you go out and you sit on the shore, and it's out on a rock, and there's the Little Mermaid. It's really cool.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
We're done with breaks, right? We have one more break? Okay. Well, I know what I want to listen to.
I love all your audience here. Wow, did they clear out.
Coming up, the show is starting. The lights have been flickering, the show is starting. If you had a choice between me and Little Mermaid, kidding me?
Everybody's
I want to be in there.
All of a sudden.
I want to be in there myself.
She's got better fins than you do.
Quit break, not better scales, though, on WGN.
It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, live from the Paramount Theater in Aurora on 720 WGN.
Hey!
So that wraps things up for us.
Where's your audience, Dean?
Wow, when this place empties out. It is.
Wow. No food.
Hello!
No food, no prizes, no audience.
We're still here, though. Shawnee and I are still here.
The production of Little Mermaid is about to begin inside the gorgeous Paramount Theater. And then there's another show at 5:30. There's another show.
Wow, 2 shows.
And then the show itself is running through January 15th. Highly recommend getting tickets for the show. I just think it's so much fun for the whole family. ParamountAurora.com, 6308-9666.